I'm ready. I don't know about these other two Yahoos, but
you have to be ready because you're on.
Yeah.
We're on.
Yeah,
we
have the.
Are we live?
We have the pushy board off, so she's not like AJ. She's extremely vocal, so
yeah.
But yeah. She's also very particular, so yeah. I'd like that. All right, so I
it's
you
fun
know,
to make fun of.
Yeah. Yes. I don't. What are we doing? Mail counters.
Oh,
mail
that's
encounters
right. Yeah.
of the life kind.
That's right. We have a podcast.
Yeah. Is that?
We're at Traeger's.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. How did I get here? Is this a podcast?
Wait, why am I here? This is an intervention?
Right.
It's a podcast?
Well, let me, Scott, do you need an intervention?
You tell me.
Yeah.
In my experience,
you're your closest friends. Yes.
In my experience, a bar is the best place to have an intervention. So we're on the right track.
Really?
And in a public format such as this, yes.
Well, I like the public format, but I'm not too sure the bar is the best place for an intervention. I guess it depends on what you're intervening on.
Oh, yes. Probably.
Right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So, I don't even know where I was going to go with that.
It's the best
matter.
Disguise for one, though.
Yes. Oh, and Barbie's here, too.
Barbie's
Let's not forget
here.
Barbie.
Say hi, no, Barbie.
She's been a guest. She's actually been a co-host here as well. Because I really like the idea of Ken and Barbie. I don't know why, or Barbie and Ken.
I know, yeah. We need a show.
I like that. Yeah.
Barbie and I need a show together.
So I've contemplated changing my name to Barbie.
Right. So we're going to start a show. It'll be Ken and Barbie. Yeah. And it'll be... it'll be Ken and Barbie, and it'll just be the two of us railing on all the superficiality in the world.
She can do that.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
That would be... That
because Ken
be
and
a
Barbie.
Scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you,
Mandy.
But
because we're so plastic.
When, yeah,
we're so plastic.
Plastic.
Because we're plastic. So.
I invited you to come on the show because I've had you some on some of my other shows.
Yeah.
But I thought said to Ken, I said, you know, why don't we get Scott on? And he's like, yeah, killer idea. Been on the think tank and been on the wake up call. So
Scott was my very first ever episode for Ken's think tank.
That's true.
I called Scott and I said, Scott, I have a camera and I have a truck and I have this weird idea. Do you want to do this thing? And he's like, sure, it'll be fun. I had no idea what I was doing.
And Ken, for me, I was so touched. He brought his own clip-on tie to wear during the interview.
Right.
During the interview.
I did.
Made me feel right at home.
I drug it out of the back seat
Thank
and I
you.
Put
oh,
it on. I think
great.
I was wearing a t-shirt.
Well, for those of you that don't know, but if you're in the Farmington area, you've got to know who Scott Micklin is.
Of course.
If you don't, he is the, is it the station director?
General manager.
General manager.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
The
you know,
dude in charge.
Yeah. I had a boss tell me one time, because I was a general manager, and my boss comes through, and we were sitting at a table, and he picks up a piece of parsley, and he says, managers are like this piece of parsley. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Worthless garnish?
Yeah, it kind of, that's kind of what he was like. Always there, but worthless.
Oh.
Yeah. No function.
Scott's not worthless.
Well, I didn't say he was. He was referring to me.
Scott's a working manager.
Yeah.
You bust your butt, man.
I don't know about that, but.
You're everywhere.
Did you just do the high school graduations?
I did three. Well, two high schools and the college.
Because I have a friend, their daughter is graduating, and I'm listening to the video. I'm not here. Uh-huh. I'm not watching it. I'm listening to it, and I'm going, wait a minute, that's Scott's voice.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome, man.
It's great.
You're busy man.
Glad to do it. I only feel old when they tell me that I'm the only guy that's done the graduation for Piedra Vista since the school opened.
Oh, my God.
This is 2000.
Wow.
99.
Why do they have to say things
old.
Like that?
I know.
Right.
It just makes me feel old.
You have the picture. You haven't aged.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, all that kind of stuff, your delivery is just sort of spectacular. I wish I had half that kind of style and grace, but...
Well, thank you.
You know what I used to do, because I was the marketing guy for City Farmington Parks and Rec, and so when I would have a new person, I'm kind of taking them on the media tour. Because I would go around to all these radio stations and all this kind of thing. So we had several radio stations, and then there was like KOBF, and you know, they had their little segments that they would do and things like that. So to break them in, I would take them to Scott. I would take them to KSJE first, because Scott, if you don't know anything about what you're doing and you're super nervous, he will walk you through your interview for you.
Really?
If you just show up in there like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. What am I doing? I don't know that I, why did I agree to this? And he'll just walk you through it. And it's so super chill and relaxed. And he just walks you through the whole thing. He knows more about it than you do. And
I don't know about that.
Asks you the right questions and then fills in anything that you don't offer up. Yeah, it's perfect.
Well, I have to, and I didn't bring you on so we could toot your horn, but I have
Well,
to
then I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Well, I did. That's the only reason I agreed to show up today. Yeah.
But I do want to say that whenever I've called you for anything, you have been Johnny on the spot to be there, unless you're out of town, which, I understand. But,
sure.
That in itself, it's tough to get people to follow through to do that certain stuff, so... I, for one, appreciate you very much. I appreciate the opportunity that you give us with KSJE for the wake-up call. So I want to sing that praise as well and get a little free plug in. Julie's going to probably kick me under the table because she'd rather I not even talk about bring up. She gets upset when I start talking about figures and that kind of stuff.
That's okay. We're glad to be a partner with you. It's a great program, a great addition to the schedule. So,
We feel Brent and I both enjoy it. We feel it's a good fit for us, too. Yeah. And we're redoing everything so that we've changed the name of the show to KSJE's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's oddly specific.
I think it says it all.
Yes. But okay, I love it. Very good. Well, I was going to say too, David. You know, when you're a media person who's been around for as long as some of us have been around, it's nice to get those phone calls that people still want to work with you and partner with you and ask you to do things. And so, whether it's a high school graduation or working on something with you, it's a great honor to be contacted still after all these years to be able to contribute in some small way to the community.
Well, and I think on the wake-up call, we went further about how you came to the Farmington area, and actually, your roots started in television, right?
Yes. Well,
you brought
me
early
here.
Radio,
yeah.
But...
First job was in radio at 16, and then got into television in college, and of course was hired here in Farmington at Channel 12 in 1989 was when I arrived in Farmington.
Holy crap.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Seems like yesterday, though.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't. Other times it doesn't. Yeah. But
You have a few more gray hair. I will give you that. Other than that, yeah, it seems like. Yeah. Seems
Since
like
working with you, why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I was riding a Shetland for a second.
Right? That's all right. Just kidding.
You're not the only one that has accused me of giving them gray hair.
Really?
Ken has tried to blame his whole head of gray on me.
No. I've had gray hair since high school.
Look what you did to my hair.
He says, oh my.
I embarrassed Barbie's hair.
Barbie's hair is completely bloody.
Blushed.
Yeah.
Blushing.
It's blushing.
Wow.
But it's nice to have somebody that's willing to give their time to do that kind of stuff. And so, whether it be for me or any project I go on, but our community as well. So I do feel like you're a tremendous asset to the community. Now, let me ask you this. What would you like for people to know about Scott Micklin?
Oh.
We're gonna play like we're gonna play like Jerry Springer.
Okay.
So what would Scott Micklin
get
like?
In a fight, though?
No fighting.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
well,
okay.
Barbie's the sergeant of arms.
Is there a mystery guest coming out from behind the stage?
Yeah.
I'm worried now.
Yeah.
Remember the kid you bullied in the second grade?
That's right.
He's waiting in the bathroom.
We have enough of him here right now. Little Timmy, come on out.
That's right. I cannot.
I'm afraid I was probably on the other end of a bullying in high school and elementary school. I was the nerdy kid. But yeah. I guess the one thing I think everyone should know is the hair is real.
Who thinks the hair's not real?
I don't think anyone
seriously.
Because it doesn't move, but it doesn't move very often. So people always wonder. Maybe. I don't know.
It doesn't even move in the wind?
Well, look. I walked in here.
He just walked in. He did nothing with his hair.
It just knows where to go.
Yeah,
it does.
It knows where to go. It's memory hair.
40 years.
Who's your hairdresser? Because I need some of that.
Right?
Look at this mop. I mean,
you're ready to go.
I need that. Because this happens. This, right
here.
Oh,
yeah, a little.
This. I walk out in the wind.
A little flyaway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I look like some crazy monster. Yeah, it's just all over.
You need some product. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I need to talk to your hair person.
Okay. Such up.
All right, so I have another question, because I think I'm gonna start. This is kind of for another program, which I won't bring up, which has more downloads than anything. But what kind of, when you're at home, okay? Because I know if you're like me, I don't ever listen to anything that I got going on. I'm like, I'm done, and I want to separate myself.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So. Do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to music? Do you TV? Do you...
That's a great question. What does Scott Micklin listen to?
Yeah, all the above.
Yeah?
You know, there's some podcasts that I catch.
Can I ask which
one? Of course this one.
I'm not looking to see if it's mine.
He's
our
top fan.
But,
I mean, that just makes sense.
Because there's a couple... I like Joe Rogan's podcast. There's a couple I like. I like the Office Ladies podcast.
I've heard about that, and I've seen them on some interview shows, but I haven't listened to that podcast.
Did you like The Office?
Of course.
Then you would enjoy
it. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you would enjoy it. So what podcast do you catch?
You know, the one that I listen to regularly is, I'm going to forget the name of it. Well, we air it on KSJE. It's called On the Media. It's an NPR type of a program.
Right.
But we air it at 7 on a Saturday morning, and I'm usually not up early enough to catch it at 7, so I usually hit the podcast through NPR.
Cool.
And it talks about media and coverage and, you know, news stories and things like that. So I do listen to that
pretty
regularly.
Have you ever heard of Guy Raz?
No, I don't think so.
He has one that's really cool. It's called How I Built This.
Okay.
And so he talks informally, just kind of sit down with these entrepreneurs that created these brilliant companies, like the creator of Spanx, you know.
Okay.
He's got her on there and talking
about
how
thank God for him.
Yeah. but that's one that I like.
You got yours on too, Scott? I got mine.
Don't leave home without it.
Yeah.
My ID, I leave home without, not my Spanx.
I think I need to start wearing
no ID, just
that probably help me.
That's right.
Yeah. David, you need Spanx. That's what you need.
I need to be spanked. How's that?
That's a whole
We're
different thing.
We're talking X, right? S P A N X.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Just for the radio audience. Let's be clear.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to satisfy some sponsors.
Is that what we're doing? Is that why Julie stuck a finger in my face?
That's exactly right. But that finger, I know which one she's using, but that means 1 minute.
It was the nice finger.
It was
was
it?
You use the other one.
Yeah, yeah I do. Well, I won't do it now. All right, get us out. Go to break. Yeah, pay a bill or 12.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
7, 6, 5. Oh, we're already live? There's the other finger. That's what I've been waiting for. I love Julie.
I'm about to push up my glasses and we weren't there. So
we're here at Traeger's Bar. We've got Scott Micklin, we've got Julie, and we've got Barbie and David, and Scott is here to
some libations.
Audit us. I let him know that our level of professionalism and organization would be highly appreciated by him if we had any.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's obviously very evident sitting here.
So we're not in line to get a show on history.
Well, you know, we may need more shows like this. I don't know. We have a delay, so I guess that could work, you know, and a bleep. So.
Well, I have bleeped out the ones that I've sent to you from the wake-up call.
Yes, I know.
Because I sometimes get a little excited, yeah. to say the yeah. very least. But okay. I've got to go back to my old radio. I got really used to doing podcasts. And podcasts, you know, you can...
Anything goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is happening? So I just realized it must be the professionalism of Scott, but we're being good?
Yeah, we haven't...
Today.
I haven't heard one
There's
F
no
word.
Bleepable things.
Yeah, I'm yeah. on my best behavior. It's like wow. daddy's home. How would you like to be my daddy, Scott?
That's a different show.
Who's your daddy?
That's right.
Scott.
That's right.
Who's your daddy?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody asks me who's my daddy and I'm allowed to say Scott Micklin, I'm going to let
my
the
answer
world
know.
Yeah,
I'm going to let my it's Scott.
The world know. There you go.
Question?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes,
yeah. I know you're a Buffalo Bills fan.
Yes.
So does that mean you're from
right.
back east?
I am from back east. I went to college in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Spent 4 years in Buffalo.
Oh, cold. And
one long week of a blizzard.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah. That's all it is, isn't it?
Well, so you know, summers are beautiful. You know, it's right. on the lake, yeah. and it's a great town of art and culture and architecture, but the winters are pretty rough in the Northeast.
That's where the name Buffalo Wings came from, is it not?
That's where the wings came from, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they started.
So they named it after their recipe that they came up with there?
That's correct. Yes.
Cool. I heard that too someplace.
Yeah.
It wasn't this
podcast.
It was
podcast. For me, just yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of information, but...
But see, the important thing is, and the thing that I get in trouble with out here is, you have to eat wings with blue cheese dressing, not ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, yes.
I get into trouble, because I have a lot of friends here
right.
that swear by ranch.
No.
Same. Oh, yeah,
no.
It's got to be
it's
blue
fighting
cheese.
Words. You're I know.
Right. Yeah.
Try to bring it up.
Fighting words, even.
Even Julie's getting her. She's getting her.
Yeah.
I don't like blue cheese.
See?
Yeah.
You're okay. legally allowed to throw a hot wing at them if they're using ranch.
I think I've heard
yes,
that.
Yes, it's in the law. That. Yeah.
It's good to know.
I didn't know.
Oh, Julie's
but
a
I don't
ranch
have a
person.
Problem because yeah. I like
I'm
blue cheese.
I'm legally allowed to throw a hot wing at Julie.
I don't like blue cheese.
Okay.
It's within stop eating
Does it
hot
remind
wings?
You of dirty feet? Is that why you don't like it?
No. It's what that's
it,
pretty good.
It's what it smells like. It's dirty feet.
Dirty
does
feet.
It or does it not?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But
wow.
it's
okay.
so delicious.
But I
it doesn't
like
taste at all
cheese
like dirty
too,
feet.
And that smells even worse. So, yeah.
Which one?
Limburger. Limburger. Limburger,
yeah.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
You weren't born in Buffalo, though, right?
I was not. I was born right nearby in Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
right.
It was in a television station. His mom was the weather girl. I'm just making shit up.
Are you trying to say, yeah.
Are you trying
to sound intelligent?
Actually, both my parents worked for Kodak, which is, of course, a Rochester staple.
Nice.
The
yeah.
old camera company
yeah.
and film company that, of course, is now a shell of its former self.
Right.
But yeah.
I have trivia about Kodak. Do you know that Kodak could have owned the camera world? I mean, they did for the longest time. But
the
they developed
world?
A digital camera way before anyone else.
Yeah,
like, and they just shelved it.
Well, really? I think they thought that they could live on the patents from that technology, right?
Right.
And they never, so they just sold the patents to everybody else
yeah.
who then went off with it, and then the patents expired, and
yeah.
they went bankrupt.
Whoops.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, I love it.
yeah. So, there you go.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your show. So, your show is Monday through Friday,
yes.
right, on KSJE.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's and you can get it online at KSJE.com.
You can.
Okay. And
it's a visual radio show.
It is now. For how many years? Like three,
gosh,
four?
At least four, I'd say.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah, yeah.
4 years, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I
love
know
it.
You like the Wake Up Call. We try to work with community leaders and get them on the show.
Right.
Organizations, everything. Really not a music format, though, if I remember right.
No, it's a lot of me talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a morning show. It's like you fill in news, local news, some other news, like a lot of stuff.
We try to do a lot of current events stuff.
Yeah.
Not a lot of news per se, unfortunately. We'd like to do more news, but just, you know, funding is not.
I guess that's what I meant. Not there, like, but yeah. Local people will send you stuff and you kind of fill in what's happening.
Right.
Like what's happening. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have an events calendar, you know, at the radio station. And so we kind of pull stuff off of there to tell folks what's going on in the community. Yep. And
you have a major one. This show won't air until after that goes through. That's coming up, I think, this weekend. Is the Zero Mile Run this
The weekend? Zero Mile Fun Run, May 21st. Right.
This is my kind of fun run.
We're all in training right now, sitting here.
Yeah. We are massively training.
Massively, that's right.
My elbow's sore.
Exactly. It's been away for 2 years, so we're glad that it's back.
Oh, yeah, due to COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is opening up, I've noticed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was in Durango today, and they're talking about bringing the Follies back, which has been shut down for a couple of years. The whole snow down that they're going to bring
back.
That's right. Which is a nice little event as well.
Right.
But all of ours have opened up. We have Freedom Days at the end of this month, which this show will air right around the same time, right? Are you involved with Freedom Days? Are you doing any emceeing for Freedom Days at all?
Well, I'll probably be at the parade for Freedom Days, and I've heard that they're bringing back the ice cream social at the museum. I might be part of that.
The Children's Museum,
yes.
Right? Yeah, right up the street.
On Orchard.
I do not want to be a part of that.
I know.
Right? Ice cream? Right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, you know, we used to do that. It was a big event with the museum every year. And so we would do an ice cream eating contest. And the first year we did that, we had this great idea. And we really didn't measure the amount of ice cream in the bowls for the kids. And we had so many brain freezes after that event that we kind of then pared back the amount of ice cream in the bowls so the kids wouldn't freeze their brains off when they were trying to win the contest.
Julie was on the board with the museum, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was a Presidente 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Of the museum board?
Yes.
Really?
Look at that.
Did I know you at some point? I might have.
Probably not. I kind of ran around with higher end circles and stuff.
What happened?
Because there was no one involved with anything that I did not. Because that's part of Parks and Recreation and Cultural Affairs. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it Cultural Affairs. Yep. And so it's part of Parks, Rec, and Cultural Affairs. So 2003 to 2012.
Oh, no, I was president.
It was much, much before that. So. Yeah. Oh, it was after. Okay. Did you know my girlfriend?
Something worse, but Scott's here. And,
I know we're trying to raise our game.
So
Scott's
you were cleaning up after Ken left, is what
there
you're
you
telling
go.
Us.
Is that yeah. what?
Oh, there it is. Nice.
After he says such nice things about me, I'm sorry.
That's what this show is all about.
Okay.
This show, in all honesty, is all about how much we can put Ken down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do.
It's a sport.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's low-hanging fruit, right? Yeah.
Be careful. There are more nowadays. I am getting older, yes.
Hey, I don't know. I might need a new podcast partner.
I'm being replaced by Barbie and Scott. Yeah.
Traeger's won't let me back in the door. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're bad.
I know.
Scott's too rowdy for this place.
That's right.
What's happening.
You know, I wonder, just thinking out loud, I wonder if you took a picture of your driver's license, in case you don't have it, everybody, we've had this conversation about everybody that never leaves without their phone.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't know if that would work. You know, it probably is something that they have to scan it, I think, to show that it's really you, legitimate. Yeah. But maybe if they took a picture of the coat on the back, I don't know.
Yeah, I would take both sides.
But, yeah.
I would never keep that in my phone, a picture of my driver's license front and back.
Why? Somebody steal your phone?
Well, if somebody hacks your phone.
Right.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, your social but there's all security kinds, number?
There's all kinds of numbers on. Your social security number shouldn't be on your driver's license.
I'm just saying, if you took a picture, like my son took a picture of his, and I was like, no. No.
Yeah, Big Brother's always watching. And if Big Brother can watch, somebody else can watch.
Somebody's always watching.
I have one on
don't
my phone
it,
somewhere.
Scott.
I was going to show you, but
thank you.
Save yourself.
I also don't do the cloud photo upload thing, so my photos aren't backed up. If I lose this phone, I lose all my photos. So,
all right, so let me ask you, not to change the subject, but how do you keep it from backing up to the cloud? I thought that was automatic.
It's just a switch. You just turn it on.
So
say,
hit
no,
the
I don't
switch.
Want to do that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to remember that.
Yeah, because I don't want that. I don't want all of my inappropriate pictures being backed up to the cloud. They're only meant for the people I'm texting them to.
You and I on the phone? On your phone?
Do
you
what?
Said you were going to delete those.
No, those were on the video camera, David.
Oh,
and Ken, stop texting them to me.
You never respond.
Like, please.
Please stop texting
me. Please stop.
For the love of God.
Oh, my.
I like Kevin Scott here.
Yeah. Scott's awesome.
So I know why you ended up in Farmington, but what do you like most about living in the Four Corners? In all honesty, I mean, dig deep, and I want to know, because I love it here in this area for sure.
Sure, right. The people have been very caring to me and giving to me. The sense of community has been great. The weather, as compared to Buffalo. It's a great spot. It's not, I don't think the community is too big or too small. It's not like Goldilocks, but it's a nice size.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching the town grow, and I remember when some of my friends would have big road trips to Albuquerque to go to the Home Depot, and now we have our own. And, most everything you need, you can really find locally.
Right.
Which I think is great. And I've been really involved with the museum and the symphony and some of the other artistic and cultural things that we try to support and add that to the mix of things there are to do. We have lots of outdoor events, but some of the cultural things, the theater, I think that's important for a community too.
Yeah, the definitely. Theater up there is really cool as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That grand piano up there, have you seen it?
Which
it was,
one?
It was donated a year and a half ago, I think.
At the college?
At the college,
yeah. Right.
That was... It belonged to a longtime friend of mine when she passed away. Her daughter.
Okay.
Her daughter called me and said, what am I? I don't need this. It's a monster piano. I don't need it. I would like to give it to somebody. Do you know? And I'm like, the only thing I could think of was the college.
Sure.
And so she sent me a text, said she called, and they took it. So I haven't even seen it up there. I've never seen the piano, only pictures of it. So I got to get up there and take a look at it. I hear it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Sorry,
yeah,
you used to belong to Renee Lambert. I'm not sure if that name rings a bell with you or not.
Right.
Yeah. Matt is her brother.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm getting ready to be beat over side the head. Thank God she doesn't have the baseball bat.
We have to pay more bills. We have too many bills.
We're going to take a little bit of break. We'll be back with Scott Micklin.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Time over here.
Yeah. I can tell. You guys get a room. Hey,
We have here.
Let me just say, I've been wanting to have you on a different show anyway, just because I like the way you
interview. What did I do to you? What did I do to you?
Because I know you're a glutton for punishment.
I see. Okay. All right.
No, I can't say it with a good mouth, a good heart. No, but we are in the, like this silent competition with our counterpart, female encounters of the life kind, which she is.
Yeah, who hosts that again? I don't even remember.
Julian Felicia.
Oh, that's right. I've heard of that.
And so I wanted to have, I felt like you for us on the male show was a leg up. Oh. So give us a little bit. Because they're starting to catch us on downloads. So, yeah, I don't want that. So Ken and I are butts are puckered. But don't tell them that.
Well, if you called half as many downloads as we have catching up, and I guess. I mean, I guess they're catching up.
Yeah, but when we have half as many shows.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, you have a third as many.
Yeah, third as many.
It's got a little cold in here.
Julie and I are going to get a fight out in the back.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on.
It wasn't cloudy before, but it is now.
He wants to fight today.
It's not only cloudy, it's so stormy.
Yeah.
Ken and I were on their show.
Oh,
Tuesday.
Man. It was so much fun. I laughed my butt off.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So I know that's going to be their most downloaded show yet.
Of course it will, because we were on there. That's how it works.
You two will be downloading it. So there's
yeah, at least 100 times.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let me ask you something, okay? Because an old broadcaster, right? One old broadcaster to another, although yes. I'm a little older.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm sure I probably am. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably
if you
a whole lot more experienced,
years older,
but
then sure.
David is 102.
Oh, well, right. Then, yes, you are.
That's really good.
He does look good.
He does look good for 102.
Now I've lost what I was going to ask, and it was something really good.
Profound, I bet. Yeah. One old broadcaster to another is how you started it.
From an old broadcaster.
Well,
you were talking about how Julie's show's more popular than yours, and then you said, from one old broadcaster to another.
I have something for you, but I'll give it to you later.
This is what we do to David.
He just told you 1 minute.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fighting Ken in the back if you...
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm getting outnumbered at this point.
Ken asked Scott a question.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Ken.
I had one earlier.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
We were talking about the first Ken's Think Tank.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
I was his
oh,
first
yeah.
guest. And he was driving me around town. And
yeah.
it was, and I didn't know what to expect, of course. I don't know if Ken knew what to expect. But he had a
no,
plan.
I did.
And he had a route.
I did.
And it was kind of like a This Is Your Life, because he would ask me questions about a certain part of my career. And all of a sudden, we'd be driving in front
yeah.
of the TV station.
Yeah.
Or talking to me about the college, and all of a sudden, boom, we're driving near the
yeah.
college. And so he had figured out yeah. the whole route in his head to take me around town as we talked about these various
yeah.
various things, which I was very impressed about.
You made a comment on the, you said, it feels like my life is flashing before me.
That's true.
Am
it's
I
really
dying?
I remembered that because I watched
yeah.
that show, and
yeah.
I remember you saying that and laughing my ass off.
Scott is also the one I use as an example. When I'm briefing people,
uh-oh.
Now I don't have so much of a plan. It's more like this. I just throw them in the truck, say, we're going to go somewhere. And so I get people in there, I'm telling them about the cameras and everything, and I tell them, you can look at the cameras or you cannot look at the cameras. It doesn't really matter. Most people are just looking like, where is this guy going? Why is he turning right there? Why are we going this way? Oh, God, don't hit that guy. And so I said, but you can talk to the cameras if you want to. And I said, no one's really done it all that successfully. Scott did it successfully. You
oh.
did it several times in camera shots.
Okay.
You look directly into the camera, talk to the audience, and say, I'm being kidnapped right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish
see?
I had thought of that.
Right, you just blink yeah. with your eyes, and then people will get it. Like, you're being held hostage.
Yeah.
We stopped at Durango Joe's. You said, we're at an undisclosed coffee location.
That's right.
That was right. Awesome.
So, this is what I was going to ask.
Okay, good.
And I don't know that you may not want to share, but we talked about you retiring. You're like, I'm not retiring. You're kind of like me, and they're going to have to pull the microphone out of your cold, dead hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Are you feel like you're at a great place where you're at right now? And not only in broadcasting, but in your life, where everything that's going for you, and you feel like it's going the right way, and what do you attest that to?
Oh, wow.
I know, pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very blessed with what I get to do every day. I mean, that's the old saying, right? If you love what you do, you're really not going to work, you know, every day. And so, you know, before I got bitten by the broadcasting bug, I wanted to be a teacher. And then I got bitten by broadcasting, and I wanted to be a broadcaster. And now I get to be a broadcaster and a teacher at San Juan College. And so it really is the best of both worlds. So
living your fantasy, man.
I'm really happy and blessed to be able to do that. The college gives me a lot of latitude to run the radio station, you know, and to try to make it successful. And I think we're doing that. We've gotten a lot of good community support, mm-hmm. which is important to keep us going. And adding the video cameras and some of my crazy ideas, and you know, buying a translator in Durango, and you know, doing some of these things that we've done over the last few years, it's been really great. So yeah, I'm very, very pleased. I think there's more to do. You know, we're talking maybe of having some more student involvement.
I think that's a great idea, yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. seeing how we can do that and reach out to more of the students and work
the dorms are going to open this fall, right?
The residential housing is what we call those, David. Yes.
And residential housing.
Planning to open this fall, about 150 beds on the campus. So we'll have a constant student population there on the campus, which will change a lot of things, I think.
That's amazing.
I never thought I would see that.
Right? They've been talking about it for years.
The weird thing is that San Juan College is a two-year college.
It's
a community college.
Sure.
But it keeps looking more and more like a university, like a four-year college.
Yeah.
And,
it has the feel.
That was actually my question for you earlier, is that you're doing more at the college than hosting or managing, not just hosting, but managing the radio station. You're teaching. And so what are the classes that you're teaching?
Right. I teach public speaking classes. I'm going to teach one this summer. And then a couple in the fall.
I want to sign up for that one.
You want to sign up for it?
I'm serious.
You come out of your
public
shell.
Public speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to come out of your shell, baby. Seriously. Yeah,
it's more of like prim and proper public speaking for me.
Well, it's just being a little bit organized, you know, with your thoughts.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's never too late.
I understand. So maybe you should audit that class, Dave, and not take a grade. But in the spring, I teach a mass media class as well. It talks a little bit. It's kind of like an intro class. So we talk about books and magazines and newspapers and TV and radio and internet and just all those things, kind of how they got started and how they are today, basically.
Yeah.
So it's a fun class, and that's changed a lot in the, 30 years I've been teaching it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's fun. It's really fun.
Awesome.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but, you know, for a couple years I taught on Zoom.
Right.
You know, and teaching public speaking on Zoom was different.
It's different.
And you know, and then this year, you know, we started wearing masks face-to-face in the classrooms, and then about halfway through the semester, we got to take the masks off, and some students kept theirs on, which was fine, but it was more of an option, and so it's been nice to kind of see that progressing as well.
Right.
Open up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the whole state is starting to open up a little bit. Did I ask you, because I've had this conversation with a couple, did you get COVID? Have you had COVID?
As far as I know, I have not.
Have not.
I had this cough, though. Sorry, everyone. The table, but...
Oh, be sure and disinfect that microphone.
Yeah, you need to spray this mic.
Just lick it off. Just lick it off when you're done.
No, in fact, I was in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago at the NAB show, the National Association of Broadcasters. There was about 50,000 people there at the conference, which was about 40,000 less than 2019. Came back on a Thursday, got my New Mexico Notify app on my phone on Friday night saying, you may have been exposed to a COVID positive person, you should get tested. And so I had plans that weekend, but I canceled them because I didn't, you know, I tested on Saturday, and then they said, well, if you're negative, which I was, you should test again on 24 hours.
Sure.
And then if you have two negatives, you're good. So that was Saturday and Sunday. So two negatives and everything's fine, and I felt fine.
Yeah.
But that's our world now.
Yeah.
I got it, but I thought it was allergies. I thought it was because Russian allergies, man, make me.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I get fever with them a whole nine yards. But I didn't find out till later because the lady sitting here next to me, the one running the sound stuff, said, you're going to take the COVID test.
So good for you.
She brought it to my house. put
do
it
you
my
have
mailbox.
A home security system?
I do.
Oh, please tell me you have the video footage of her.
I did for you.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Right, little hazmat
she
suit.
She was so cute. Yeah. I watched her out the window because I was going to get it from her. I thought, no, if you have COVID, it's not good to get it from her. So she leaves at the mailbox, and I watch out the window. She's got wet wipes, man, and she's disinfecting. Oh, damn it. We're out of time. I would like to give you an opportunity to say anything you want to say before we get done. Anybody else have any questions for before he says what he wants to?
Well, I'll just say no. I remember seeing you on KOBF.
Thank you.
Yeah, me
right.
too. I remember
for
that.
A long time.
Few less gray hairs. That was 17 years of doing that. Yes, exactly.
I think I told you that I clowned for the marathon for Derek Lattimore, who I believe you took his place.
I worked with Derek for a while.
Did you?
He was there when I got here. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
He was
yes,
interesting. I dropped my pants. He didn't know what to do. We were live.
Who would?
Yeah. He was like totally shook. I wish I had video of that show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the invitation to come in and be on the show.
Well, we'll have you again.
Okay.
About every 6 months like we do for that other show that I can't mention.
No, right. The other one. But yeah.
That also airs on KSJE on Sundays at 11 o'clock.
Right. Well, I think a shout out to, you know, the businesses that support, you know, local podcasts and radio.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all appreciate them and certainly wouldn't be able to do what we do without their support.
Exactly.
And, you know, as people turn more to maybe, you know, out-of-town podcasts or other things, you know, it's the local stuff that I think is really relevant, and that's been my kind of mission at the KSJE is to stay local as much as we can.
Well, because KSJE is a listener-supported radio station.
Yeah, that's what I want. Right. I want to make sure everybody understands that. You don't make money from the college.
The college supports us to a certain degree,
right.
But they really want us to try to raise, you know, the college basically pays for the salary, my salary and other full-time person's salary. We have a radio station of two full-time people, and that's it. And we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
So we have some part-time hosts that come in, Mick Hess and Megan Cullup and Tracy Hales-Vass.
Yeah, I've had Megan on the show.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, okay. And so, you know, but we raise money to pay for those show hosts and the other programming that we air and all of the things that we try to do. So that's really important to get that community support.
Yeah.
Well, so KSJE.com/support.
Perfect.
I'm glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Ken, anything? Barbie, anything? I should go to the ladies first. I know Julie said her piece.
Scott, I've seen your face and heard your voice around town for a long time now, and you're always involved in a lot of really good community events and things that are happening, and you just bring a level of class to whatever you're involved in.
Except today.
And I know,
I tried.
Despite your
Thank
best
you for,
efforts,
for
you just could not
us.
Break
yeah.
through.
Thank you for slumming with us.
Thank you, Ken.
No, thank you, man. We appreciate you much. I think we're out of here, Ken.
Are we? Yeah.
Yeah, another day.
I have to go to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kill the microphone.
Are we being played out right now?
Yeah.
Jeez, Julie's heartless.
She loves hearing the sound up and then smile.